We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams. Our top local story. A federal judge in Santa Ana has sentenced a San Diego woman to nearly 6 years in prison for scamming investors out of millions of dollars. Prosecutors say she was running a Ponzi scheme.
One victim lost over $3 million. Another got conned out of a million, nearly all of his retirement money. He says he may be living in his motor home the rest of his life after being taken to the cleaners by Susan Margaret Worth.
Oh, it's devastated me. I'm not a young man, and I'm retired, and I was using that money to live on.
It turned out to be an investment scheme, a Ponzi scheme, in which the money was really supposed to be used for construction loans. He says Worth provided him with fake Wells Fargo statements
that showed the money, there was $20 million in the account guaranteeing the loan and the interest.
Meantime, Worth read a statement through tears and apologized to the court and her victims, but it seemed to ring a little bit hollow for this man.
So I don't know how real it is.
The victim doesn't believe he'll get any of his money back, and he says his life has been turned completely upside down. In Santa Ana, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Yet another Southern California parent says she'll plead guilty in the college admissions bribery scandal.
Karen Littlefair, a mother from Orange County, faces 4 months in prison in exchange for her guilty plea. That's according to federal prosecutors. They say she paid $9,000 to have someone take four online classes, pretending to be her son, so he could graduate from Georgetown University. This comes as actress Lori Loughlin and her husband, Massimo Giannulli, prepare to take their case to trial. They're accused of paying to falsify records to get their daughter into USC.
So there's this constantly growing universe of evidence in this case that can apply to people already involved, that can sweep in new people.
Steve Meister is a criminal defense attorney not associated with any of the cases.
My question for parents who have pleaded not guilty has been for a while, what is it that you know about your case that the other 30 or so defendants who've already pleaded guilty didn't know about theirs?
52 people have been implicated in this nationwide college bribery scandal. Emily Valdez, KNX 1070 News Radio.
If you're a customer of the Cucamonga Valley Water District and you paid your bill by credit card, your personal information might have been compromised. The months in question were August through October of this year. It was a vendor for the utility who discovered that a server handling the utility's credit card transactions had been breached. The Water District isn't sure how many of its customers were impacted. Those whose personal information may have been compromised will receive letters in the mail.
A former LA County Sheriff's deputy who was fired over allegations of domestic violence goes back to court in an attempt to get his job back.
The reinstatement of Carl Mandoyan by Sheriff Alex Villanueva prompted the Board of Supervisors to sue the sheriff. A Superior Court judge has since overturned his reinstatement, and a federal judge tossed out his retaliation lawsuit. Now Mandoyan's lawyer has filed a writ asking a judge to order the sheriff to launch a new investigation. Attorney Greg Smith says it's based on a sheriff's department report that showed that the advocate who was prosecuting Mandoyan's case had hidden evidence.
She took a tape recording of a friend of Mandoyan's accuser. In that tape recording, the friend said that the accuser had told her that Mandoyan had never touched her.
Attorney Skip Miller represents LA County.
I think it's entirely frivolous. It's like a fourth bite at the apple, and that doesn't work legally.
He says the county intends to fight Mandoyan's latest attempt. Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Home sales are up across Southern California, even though prices continue to jump, too. CoreLogic says sales increased more than 5.5% in L.A. County in October compared to October of last year. They increased 6% in Orange County. CoreLogic chief economist Frank Notaff tells KNX the drop in mortgage interest rates rates is a factor for the sales boost.
I don't think we're going to see any further declines in mortgage interest rates. I think they're at the low point right now, but I don't see them rising either over the course of the next 12 months. I think we're going to continue to see 30-year fixed rate mortgage rates remaining below 4% through 2020.
Notaf says prices tend to flatten in the winter, so he says if you're thinking about buying, now might be the time.
Study says the high-tech industry in the U.S. is too concentrated in just a handful of cities.
Instead of helping the economy, according to the Brookings Institution report, the concentration may eventually be hurting it. 90% of the growth in tech in the last 15 years has been in Boston, the Bay Area, San Jose, Seattle, and San Diego.
This may be harming the overall efficiency of the nation, and especially its ability to compete with China.
Mark Miro worked on that study at Brookings.
These tendencies are driving costs to astronomical levels in the coastal metropolises, but they're also ensuring that there really aren't strong enough other places in the country for tech to be located in.
And that, he says, could result in the so-called innovation sector jobs moving out of the United States, educated people and investment money being lost because of, in this case, a failure in geographic diversity. Dick Helton, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.